All right, what's going on, everybody? We are the Trophy Husbands. I am Marcus.
I am Steve.
And I am Nick, and you are listening to episode 16. Now, guys, we're actually recording here on a two-week delay from the last time we recorded. We have just had it that was over the fourth weekend, and then people were in and out for different vacations and comings and goings. So, thanks to our backlog of episodes, we were actually able to fill in those 2 weeks, no problem. But we are just going to start off, and we're going to jump back all the way to the fourth weekend. And how was everybody's fourth? Like, happy 4th of July to everyone. A little bit late here, but, you know.
In the middle of July episode. good old summer 16. No, episode 16. My fourth was pretty good. The fourth was a Monday this year?
Fourth was actually on a Monday this year, yes.
And actually, the day itself was kind of crappy, because if you remember, it was really rainy.
It was rainy, yeah.
And hazy. But that Saturday, my aunt every year has a cookout, and everybody just goes to her place and brings something along, and it's like an all-day thing. And you see just this, it's like two of the big fold-out tables of food and coolers and drinks, and they have a pool as well.
Nice.
So it's kind of like, if you go hungry, I don't know what to tell you. Because I went like four plates in, and then I just sat there and watched the world spin.
As far as my weekend at the 4th, we had a pretty good time. What was that? Saturday, I guess it was. Didn't really do much Friday. Alex came down, chilled. She had work Saturday. John hits me up. Or, not John. Will hits me up and says, like, hey, man, if you guys aren't doing anything tonight, you're invited to come back up to my place around 9:30 or so and watch the Revs fireworks. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. So what they were doing is him and Liz and Dante, myself and Alex, and then Nana and his girlfriend stopped in for a moment. But what ended up being is like just us chilling on the roof, and they had prepped up some food and whatnot, like some buffalo chicken dip and watermelon and that kind of stuff, and everyone just brought a few different cases of beers, and so we're all just chilling up there, drinking and eating, and then the fireworks went off. We're like, oh, that was so cool. But then, you know, because it's 4th of July weekend and everything, everyone's setting off fireworks somewhere. And so for the next, like, 2 or 3 hours until probably close to 12 or 12:30 when Alex, because, like I said, she had worked all day, was getting pretty tired, but we literally just sat up on the roof, like, rotating our chairs, watching the different fireworks going off all across York.
Nice.
Yeah. And then that Sunday, I don't believe anything too terribly remarkable happened. But then on the 4th itself, like you were saying, like really crappy weather all in all. But Alex and I drove down to Philadelphia and met up with Joe and his girlfriend because they just like there's this big festival, like food truck festival and music and all this stuff down in Philly. You guys should come check it out. And I'm like, well, you know, Philly, hour and a half or so away, not a terrible drive or anything. So I said, yeah, let's do that. So we went down. I got lost several times on the way down because it's been forever since I had gone down to their apartment, so I missed a turn or two.
Nice.
But we got down there. We went out to this festival and whatnot. It was cool. Like, there were a whole bunch of food trucks. There were tons of people. And they had, like, half the roads in Philadelphia closed off. It was kind of wild. So we couldn't... We got down there, we went to his food truck. It was a sushi burrito food truck.
Ah, I've seen those, like the giant
pieces. Yeah, yeah. And I'm not a real big seafood person. I normally get sick when I eat it, but they did have a chicken sushi burrito, so that's what I got. But, you know, instead of there just being sushi in it, it was just chicken, but it was like still wrapped in like the seaweed and that.
Okay,
yeah,
that sounds good.
The chicken was cooked, right?
Yes, okay. Yes. Yes, the chicken
salmonella.
Was good. Yeah, exactly. Like, it's one thing if you're eating beef uncooked, but uncooked chicken, no. But yeah, so we did that and we were chilling. But the music they had, like the guy himself was not a bad singer, bad performer, but he was performing like these really, I guess this is the best way to put it, like adult contemporary slow jam songs. I'm like, this does not go for like a festive mood whatsoever. And everyone, our group, because we met up with, it was Joe, myself, our respective girlfriends, and then Joe's girlfriend's friend. So we were all hanging out, and everyone's just like, yeah, this guy's kind of being a real buzzkill, like just bringing down the mood. And so we're just like, well, it's gonna rain here soon. Like, you could just see the storms, like, storms are coming. So we're just like, all right, well, let's go out and see what we can do. And one guy was just like, hey, you guys can come back to my apartment. We can play some games or something. And so that's what we did. We ended up back at his apartment, which was pretty much in downtown Philly, up on like 16th floor, something like that. We ordered pizza and we played Munchkin. Alex nice. Actually got to learn how to play Munchkin. She had never played it before.
Nice.
And then around maybe like 8:30, 9 o'clock-ish, I happened to look out the window, because he had a balcony up there. Happened to look out the window, and I see some fireworks, like, way off in the distance. I'm like, oh, guys, cool, little fireworks. And, like, it's still pouring rain outside. But, so we all go out onto his balcony, and we're watching. And we got this full, like, just panorama, like, picture of, like, 6 or 7 full fireworks shows. Not just, like, how it was here in York, where it was just some fireworks. It was, like, 6 or 7 full fireworks shows, just boom, 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 like, all from different areas and whatnot. That was cool. That was pretty wild.
Nice.
Then, afterwards, went back, didn't get back to my car until close to probably 10:15, and at that point, it's pouring down rain, but I had to be back up here because I had work in the morning, and Alex had work in the morning, so we're both just like, ugh, drove back up through this pouring down rain the entire way up. It's actually ironic. It was like as soon as I got onto the York side of 30 off of the bridge, the rain just stopped. I'm like, really? You're going to wait all the way until here to stop? But yeah, it finally stopped, and we got in around like 12:15 or so, and then just went to bed. So that was like my fourth weekend. Like, not a bad weekend at all, I thought.
To add to that, it was kind of random as well, but we hit one of the hookah bars in downtown Lancaster called Ursa Lunar, and it was funny because my mom's side of the family, they're all in Lancaster, and I'm in York, so I don't get to see them as much as I'd like to. And my cousin Brian, he's just like, yo, what are you doing for the night? And I'm like, I don't know. I have no plans. I'm just going to go back. I don't have clothes or anything with me. He's just like, I'll take you home. We're doing something tonight.
You're right. I mean, okay.
Yeah. And then it was like him, my cousins, Tyler and Lexi, Sammy, cousin Aubrey, Zach, and then cousin Sammy's friend, and it was just like,
dang, roll out with a whole crew,
dude. You guys got to come down with us one night, because it's very,
I'd love to,
very much just like one person will be like, yo, this thing's going on, like, all right, and then next thing everyone hits up and we go places, seriously, like 20 deep.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that is awesome.
Like when Monsters U came out, you know how like big movie theater rows are. By the time we actually, from the time we conceived the idea, to the time we got to the theater, it was in the same day. It was just like, oh shit, Monsters U just came out. Let's go see it. And we had, I think, an entire movie row of people, except for like 5 seats.
We've had, Steve and I have had similar things with our high school group of friends. Like, we had our core group, but then we had, like the expanded,
yeah.
And then there were, like, other groups that liked hanging out with us, so we've had the same situation where it's, like, almost take up a full row kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, Steve, how was your fourth? Do you remember?
Spent time with the dog, that's about it.
Oh, yeah, you and Maggie.
You were down there for the fourth, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
I was
right.
down in Virginia. Yeah, I was watching a dog. That was about it.
Good, Good times in VA?
Not really. I don't like Virginia. I'm not a fan.
No, Steve came back and he was just like,
Why?
Why?
Well, first off, Maggie lives in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
So like, literally, I have no cell reception around there for like 10 miles either direction.
Shit.
Yeah. Like, dude, you're not, it's not even exaggeration.
That's pretty much it. It's then she was like, you can record TV. I'm like, I don't, what? This is what I'm doing? Okay, fine.
Like TiVo.
So, yeah, that's basically all we did.
Yeah.
And it takes like an hour to get anywhere.
Oh.
So like, you're wasting like a tank of gas to get anywhere.
Ew.
Yeah. That's why I like the city.
I don't mind it. It's alright.
But, then let's jump to, I guess, last weekend then, right? Yeah. There's a weekend between the two. Last weekend. I honestly don't remember what I did last weekend, so it couldn't have been that crazy.
Friday night, I didn't do anything. And then Saturday, I went over, my family and I, we all went to the beach.
Oh, actually, I just thought about it. Friday night, went out, had a few beers and whatnot with Steve Stein. Saturday then, Joe and his girlfriend Anna were up in town for some reason or another, and Alex was at work, so I actually hung out with those two during the daytime. And at one point, we're walking the Central Market in the little shops around there because Anna had wanted to check out everything in downtown York. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of pointing out stuff and whatnot. But it was funny because throughout the entire time, I kept on stopping and saying hi to people that I knew, or people kept on stopping and saying hi to me. And the last group of people I happened to see that I knew were Will and Liz. They were in the market getting some robs. Nice. And after we walked away, Anna just looks at me and she goes, do you just know, like, everybody? And I go, no, I've just been in York way too long.
Yeah, it's a combination of both, because there's, like, even when we would go out, like, when we go to Murph's,
yeah,
everyone would say the same thing, like, how the fuck do you know everyone? It's like, I don't know. But there are moments where it's just, like, you see people, and they look at you, and you're just like, I've been here way too long.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, this...
But, so then Saturday, rest of the day was pretty chill. Actually ended up back down here, or into the apartment, playing some board games before later on going out and meeting up with Steve Stein again, and Alex was in, and Maggie and Steve actually got back in town, so they came out with us too. And all of us collectively went out to the Hound for a bit and just drank and had fun. And eventually we came back here then and played Gloom, which, by the way, people, if you have not checked out Gloom, it's a phenomenal game. Afterwards then, everyone pretty much went to sleep, except for Steve Stein and I, who continued to drink and just talk for like the next hour and a half before we were both like, all right, let's crash. Like, that was it.
Everybody else is asleep. You're just like, thank you for being a friend.
Travel around the road back again.
Exactly.
I was always that person, like, one of those when we would have, you know, you and your friends or your family sleep over. I was always the one that was up last.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
Well, obviously, because you have diagnosed insomnia, so... you have no choice whether you want to sleep or not.
But yeah, it was a good weekend. How was yours?
This past weekend.
Again, nothing.
Yeah, no. Like Friday night, hung out. It was the last night at the beach, so my cousins and I hung out and played Code Words, which is another really good game if you've never heard of it. How it's set up, it's almost like a things like a 5x5 square, and then there's these little cards with words on them, and the object is to get your team to say all of the words.
Mm-hmm.
So you play in even groups, so if you had a group of three, one of you would be behind the board. Now your team doesn't get to see the board if
yeah
and you want to get all of your pieces before the other team gets all of their pieces.
Okay.
So how this works is, let's say the word that I'm trying to get you is, like, I explained it to him, like, we had a game and I had, it was ring and it was fire. And they were both
Johnny Cash.
Yeah, so the only thing is, you can only say one word. Say one word and the amount of...
So you couldn't start singing the song.
Yeah, I couldn't, like, I couldn't do that.
I went down, down, down and up.
Yeah.
Anybody? Burning!
Like something, something?
Something, something.
But, like, so if they guess that, then, you know, your team is good. If they don't guess it, then when it's your turn again, if they guess everything that you wanted them to guess, then they have a bonus, and you get one bonus, and you get to go back and try and guess. But here's the thing. There's a word that you don't want them to say, because if they guess that word, you automatically lose.
Sure.
So, like, when they get a word correct, you put your piece on it, but if they guess somebody else, like, if there's that word, which is the automatic, like, the death word, and then the other team, if they guess the other team's word, that's the end of their turn as well. So mm-hmm. you're like sitting there behind the board, and you can't show, you can't be like, is it this? And you, like, kind of like, eh?
Yeah.
Like, you know, emotionally.
No.
Like.
So no reaction.
There was one time where I had, it was like Phoenix, Calf, and I think Shark, all were mine, so they're all animals. But the other word that was the death word was buck.
Which
is also an animal.
Yes.
So I have to, like, try and navigate around this, so you like, you're sitting back there and you're like, fuck, alright.
Jean Grey.
Yeah. And the joke I kept making was, because at the end of your round, you'll eventually get to a point where you have to do, like, one word because nothing else connects. I was just like, turnip sock! Because you'll have, like, a word where it'll be like paper, and then over here it'll say like shirt, and you're like, fuck, alright, how the hell can I get a twofer out of paper shirt? But that was fun, and like we were talking about earlier, Coup de Gras.
Yeah.
Just known as Coup, which is, you're essentially trying to kill off everybody else that's playing, so you're the last person standing.
Mm-hmm. But, this weekend for me was pretty chill. Let's see. Friday was Tom's birthday.
Yeah.
And so shout out Tom, happy birthday. So yeah. We went to Murph's. It was myself, Alex, Libby, Liz, Tom, and Will. And Tom was hammered. Like, we found out yesterday when we were talking to Libby about it, Tom, like, barely remembers going to Murph's, but he drank, while I was at least watching, at Murph's alone, he had at least two car bombs, because I got him one and Will got him one, two Irish car bombs, at least three shots, I want to say, if not four, and plus then at least three or four beers while he was just sitting there chilling. And this is when he was already, like, pretty drunk, blackout kind of thing.
I need to plan a night where I can just do, like, end-of-the-road drinking, because I haven't done that in a very long time.
No, it's been a while for you.
Same. And
I drink, like, one beer, and then I'm pretty much done.
Yeah. We talked about my end-of-the-world drinking exploits already. Fuck.
But yeah, so that's what Tom did. He drank himself into the end of the world. But, you know, it's his birthday, so he can.
So what you're saying is Tom now has the throne.
Tom's got the throne. Tom has got the throne.
We did say when it's your birthday, you get a free pass.
Mm. Yeah, that's kind of acceptable. He's right.
Well, if you don't use it on your birthday, is it a use it or lose it, or does it roll over?
I'm going to say it depends. If your birthday falls on a weekend, like a Friday, Saturday, then it is a use it or lose it. If it does not, though, if it falls, like you were saying, like on a Monday or something like that,
yeah,
then it is transferable over into, I would say, either the weekend before or the weekend after your birthday, because you can't hold on to it. You gotta use it. You can't be like, oh, I messed up last weekend, or I messed up last night. That was my birthday one. Dude, your birthday is 7 months ago. It still counts. I didn't use it up.
Because I was gonna say that was...
That was Cinco de Mayo.
Fuck. But can we make actual coupons?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
I think, okay.
Hashtag birthday pass.
We should have the birthday pass, and then whoever has, like, the craziest night... We should get the old child WWE belts, but, like, just print out a picture of a beer and, like, tape it to the front.
Yes.
And then, like, physically, like, you have the belt now.
Yes, yes. You are the king of the hill. You have the belt. But, so then that night ended pretty unceremoniously. Then last night... We ended up just going over to Libby's place, and it was just myself, Alex, Libby, and John, and we just drank. Like, we just had fun until close to, like, 1:30, 2 o'clock, just drinking.
I almost texted Libby, too, because Eric and I were over at Murph's.
You should have hit us up, dude.
I was just like, because I know, like, sometimes she works the weekends, and she's just dead, so I didn't even think about it, but he and I... went over to Murph's, and it was funny because Murph's was just, it was dead, but it was kind of like, you do know within like 2.5 to 3 weeks.
Oh, it's just gonna be.
It's going to be a powder keg all over again.
Mm-hmm. As it is every semester, beginning of every semester.
That's when we'll do it. We'll do it collectively.
Oh boy.
And then we'll go do it collectively. We should make a fucking weekend out of this.
Okay. I'm up. I'm following you.
Follow me here. So we'll get everybody together. We'll, like, make a plan. Do it that night. We can all recover together or go get, like, lunch and dinner the next night. Do that. And then we can all, like, go to the White Rose and get half-price burgers on a Sunday.
Boom. I like it. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. I'm more excited for the burgers than I am the drinking.
Same.
But you both were just the ones saying, I need to have a crazy night.
No.
No, I don't really need to have a crazy night.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Audience, just like, pause it for me and reverse back, like, 5, maybe 7 minutes ago and see what they said. It's been a while since I've done that. I need to do that soon.
No, I didn't say I need to do that.
Truth.
It was somewhere along those lines. That was not verbatim quote, but it was along those lines.
I said, I haven't done it for a while.
I said, no, because you were talking about collectively. I was like, let's make a weekend out of it. I didn't mean,
let me redact everything. No.
Right. So, no, I'll drink, but I don't drink to the extent that I would have in my previous years.
You and those gin bottles, dude.
I sound like a 40-year-old, but I don't really...
You and those gin bottles, man.
You gotta slow it down sometime.
To Nick says no!
But you're fucking Satan butt, damn it. You don't sleep and you can drink a crazy amount of alcohol.
I just hate the feeling after I drink.
Yeah, when you feel like a giant pile of shit that's on fire.
Well, I mean, I think that's the whole thing, you know, that people all don't like about drinking, because there's not too much in the immediate of that's wrong with when you're feeling good and a little tipsy or drunk kind of thing. I mean, yes, if you start doing stupid things and you get the belt, then yes.
And I like that. The belt is becoming a thing. Yes.
Hashtag the belt.
Yes.
But, yeah. I mean, besides those, even if you do something that's kind of, like, stupidly regrettable, as long as you can look back on it and, like, have a good sense of humor about it and laugh it off, just be like, okay, that was stupid and fun, but, you know. But, yeah, then the worst part about it would be the next morning if you drink yourself into oblivion.
Oh, dear Lord. Yeah. Okay.
Then you feel like vomiting all day.
Gotta go get that hangover Taco Bell.
Oh, God. We're not... No. Not only do, like, just solid food on a fucking hangover...
I just can't even put it in sentence here.
Dude, it hurts.
It's proven that if you eat a salad, it doesn't help you. You have to eat stuff that's, like, greasy.
Greasy. Yeah, you have to eat stuff that will fill you up because it'll help, like, kind of soak everything up and help... Because your stomach acids will, like, increase dramatically, I believe. But,
Do not eat a salad, everybody, on a hangover. It's probably the worst decision you'll ever make.
I don't think it's the worst decision you'll ever make. It's okay if you eat the salad and get your vitamins, but eat something greasy with it.
No, let me tell you.
I think that's the point to go with.
That's true.
That's like, don't tell people not to eat their vegetables. We here at Trophy Husbands endorse vegetables.
Hey man, vegetables are fucking good.
Or you could just get a Caesar salad. That's fatty enough.
Yeah, that's good. There was one time. Alright, so, you know, drinking dehydrates you. Dehydrates your body, dehydrates your brain, and all that
Absolutely.
Stuff. That's why people get hangovers.
Yes.
So, there was one time I went back when Sheetz had its own, like, crappy knockoff Gatorade.
Oh, yeah.
Renegade.
Yeah, I remember that.
So,
I remember that.
I was drinking, and this was on Jackson, of all places. I was drinking vodka and Renegade. Story behind this was, our friend lived on Jackson. She was 230. Yeah, our good friend Megan, at the time, she lived on Jackson, and... She invited us over. Now, she invited us over, like, right around 9 o'clock. We had no liquor because everything had just closed. Like, it's 9 o'clock.
Sure.
So, all I had was...
Magnolia 2020.
Fuck. No, gotta get that at the liquor store. No. I had, like, Mike's Hard Lemonade, the cans, like, the
tall Yeah,
boys.
Yeah.
I drank one. I brought two. I drank one. I gave one to my friend Sheldon, who drank one as well. So, they're just like, she walks over to me and she's like, what are you drinking? And I was just like, I'm not drinking. She's like, what do you mean you're not drinking? And I was like, I drank what I had. I gave the other one to Sheldon. She, like, we all hung out, so we all knew each other. So I gave it to Sheldon. He drank that. I don't have anything else to drink. Like, there's nothing else to drink. And she, I believe it was like her and her sorority sisters, pulled me, like, physically pulled me into the kitchen and gave me a lecture about how
need to drink.
Yeah. I was, like, I came unprepared, and she herself was pretty fucked up, so but she, like, gave me a speech. She's like, you were unprepared! You came to Jackson Street and you were unprepared! And she, like, screams across the room. I don't remember who it was. I think it might have been Katie. She goes, Katie! What? They came to Jackson Street and they were not prepared. What? You weren't prepared? Whole.
Sounds like this must have been part of a, like an inside joke with their crew or something,
yeah,
like their
well,
sorority.
They were all in a sorority. They were all 5'6".
Probably regret this later, but they think they were all on their periods.
They were not prepared. So the next time we came, she invited us over again. And this time...
Were you prepared?
I'm getting there. This time, it was like, alright, what do we have? So it was myself, my friend Sheldon again, and our friend Blake. And we had 3/5 and 2 cases.
That's a pretty solid preparation.
For the 3 of us.
Yes.
So that was the night that I got turbo blasted on vodka and Renegade. And these girls...
That Marcus is like, I'm getting that belt.
Oh, dude. Dude. I need...
Did you get 3 belts?
Yeah. Marcus got the belt, and then he got the belt for the next night because it was just... Had to be.
Did you get those little strips you get on, like, a karate belt? And they can be, like, 3 strips, then you level up to the next belt.
That's right. That's
dude,
exactly it.
I would have had the... I got the belt Like,
he held on to the belt for the next like 3 weeks because no one could beat it.
You don't, that's not wrong. Like, I needed the belt, surgically removed. That's how hard in the pain I fucking. Oh, but dude, I did not live that night down for almost like a solid year, 2 years. Like, it was a night.
This is why you've stopped drinking so much.
Marcus has never been one to go, like, really, really hard constantly. It's just, like, he'll go out, be like, okay, cool, and then he'll just have those nights that he goes balls to the wall, but... Yeah,
that's a whole nother story, and I wish freaking Libby would come on, because she could tell you, too. But, so, let me give you, like, a spectrum of what's going on. So, it's myself, my friend Sheldon, our friend Blake. Now, the thing was, the last time I was there... I hung out with them, I met a couple of them, they were all really cool, they were all really nice, all very sweet girls. So, I go, and I'm just soaking everything up, and I was kind of like a fly in the room, like I'm straight up a wallflower status, and I don't know what the fuck is going on, and I mean, you know, they all know each other, and I think one or two of them knew me. But, for the most part, I'm an unknown, and you know, they
You're see the awkward guy.
Yeah. I'm totally, like, fucking goober status. And they
need
don't...
Need a little social lubricant!
Yeah. But they don't know me. So that's the thing, like, and when you're in a situation, you have a lot of people that are just like, hey, like, what's up? How are you? Who's this guy? Blah, blah, blah. And that's what it was, because they all knew each other, because they all rushed together.
Yeah.
And they all knew each other. And then here I am, and I'm, like, one of the only dudes there, and they're just kind of like... What are you doing? What's your name? Hey, how are you? What's up? And then it was just like, I don't know, it was just fish out of water. Because all of our parties that we would throw, it would be the opposite. It'd be like a bunch of dudes and a couple chicks. But here, it's like the shoe was on the other foot. And I'm just like, the fuck do I do here? Like, I just was not ready. So at one point in the night, they are fucked up. They're running around. This is the first night. The first night I got fucking lectured. They're running around and they're roaring at each other like dinosaurs. Like literally top of their lungs, just like, rah, 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 rah. And they're doing this like stampeding through this house.
What is
and
up
taking
with that? My
shots.
Sister and her friends like did that too. I'm like, I don't understand.
Dude, I don't know. No fucking idea. But they do this, and that's like one of the keynotes of that night. So as Blake, Sheldon, and I are walking, because if I remember correctly, Sheldon's car didn't have a registration. Like, his registration ran out. So he, like, snuck through, like, the back roads down around Penn State York, and we just kind of parked it on this random side street by the college. So we grabbed everything and walked. And Blake is asking me, he's like, hey, so, like, what are these girls like? And I was just like, all right, so you know how we run around and we act really obnoxious at parties and we do dumb shit and, you know... Yeah. So imagine that...
But in female form.
Yeah, I was like, they're like us, except for they don't have dicks and they're pretty. That's what they're like.
Excuse me, I think I'm very pretty.
I mean, true. I'll give you that one. We are a bunch of pretty motherfuckers. But, that's how I explained it.
Yes.
And so, we get there at one point in the night, and... Like, before we got there, Blake was just like, what do you mean they roared at each other? I was like, no, dude, you'll see. This is like, what? So at one point in the night, we're drinking, and out of nowhere, one just screams to the other across that, rah, rah, rah. He starts losing his fucking, he's like, they're doing it! Like, his eyes are so, like, big and wide and, like, starry. He's like, they're actually doing this shit! Like, holy shit!
It's like he's witnessing, one of those, like, wild shows, like, and now we see them in their natural habitat.
Yeah.
As they begin to roar at each other.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It is a bonding call, similar to a mating call, but...
It was that. And, dude, these girls, they fucking drank. Like, when I say there were girls that were, like, 120 pounds... 5'3" that could drink me under the table.
Jesus.
That is no exaggeration. Like, these girls went hard. One point in the night, we threw our bottles in the freezer because we were like just gonna crash there and all that good stuff. threw our bottles in the freezer. I go grab one of our bottles, pop the top open, give it a swig, put the top back. So I just did a shot, put it back in. I turn around, there's like four or five of them, like a chorus of them, and he starts chanting, like, do a shot. And I'm just like,
I just did
a shot. Like, I literally just, boop, shot. You guys saw me. They paused, looked at each other like silent huddle.
Collective brain.
Started again. Did not give a fuck.
Oh!
And I'm like, fuck, all right, fine, boom. Do another shot. Do two shots. Do two shots. Do three shots.
I can see where this is going.
Sheldon walks in, and I literally just, like, hand him the bottle, just, like, chest past him. I'm just like, poof, you. They stop. Do a shot. He does a shot. Do two shots. Does two shots. Do three shots. Blake walks in. Same shit. Bam. Hands Blake the bottle. Do a shot. Now, Blake's one of those people that when he's drinking, he will shit talk, and he's just like, dude, he's like, do a shot. He's like, want me to do a shot? I got you, girl. I'm going to do a shot. Does a shot. Do two shots. All right. No big deal. I'm going to do two shots. Watch me. Bam.
Watch me
do
work.
Three shots. No.
Dude. He backed out.
Like,
I like that all of you stopped at three.
When that night, I could have got, like, a belt tattoo. That's how bad, like, shit gets weird. Like, I remember I had a full-blown argument with somebody about cupcakes.
Real.
And the only reason I was on somebody else's side, I was just like, she's cute. I like her cupcakes more. But I didn't say that out loud. I was just trashing somebody else's cupcake. I was like, fuck your cupcakes.
They're dry.
Yeah. And I remember I referred to this, I think I referred to her as Funfetti. Because I was just like, Funfetti's cute. I'm rooting for Funfetti. Like, that was like my drunk logic. It was just like, she's cuter, so I like her cupcakes more. And I knew that I had made a spectacle of myself that evening. Well, there's stories that I'm not going to tell. But when I went to the next party, half of the room was like, oh God, this motherfucker is back. Who invited him? And the other half was just like, I love you. Let's fucking drink.
Oh, you had the crowd divided.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I had... That was a whole nother story in and of itself of just... That was actually a fucking prime example of you and I, how we talk about signal communication.
Yes,
how we
absolutely
don't pick up on shit. That night, I will forever kick myself for that night because...
Did you miss out on Funfetti?
No. No. I did not get those cupcakes. Badoomch. No. But it was just like another girl. So it was my friend's 21st birthday. You know, the whole dragon, like, everybody come. We got
of course, of course.
And she did it like, we're all going to dress up and we're all going to go and have fun and blah, blah, blah. So we all dress up, and there's this guy that my friend likes, and her friends, like her sisters, are just like, hey, you should, like, tell this guy that she likes him and, you know, like, see where that goes. Like, wingman for her, and also kind of, like, give him. But the thing was, I was saying the most gooberific shit ever. And that's the thing. Like, nothing was smooth. It was just like, I got to the point where I was just like, all right, cool. I like to talk to people. I mean, you and I are pretty much the same way. Like, we'll sit down and just be like, hey, guys, what's up? And just chit-chat.
Go and go and go.
But I was starting to come into that. Like,
yeah.
I didn't have that before.
Oh, I've always been like this.
It was weird because, I had it, and then I lost it, and then I got it again.
I was seriously the little kid that, like, 3-4 years old, I basically have just learned how to really talk, like, in full coherent sentences. And, you know, don't talk to strangers. Okay, what do? I remember I was sitting in a Maple Donuts. Literally, I just turned to this old man that's sitting next to me. And for whatever reason, my parents weren't paying attention or they're somewhere else. I just start yakking this old guy's ear off.
Nice.
And so, that's literally how I've always been. And on report cards and whatnot in elementary, I always used to get, like, great student, like, very nice, gets along with everyone, never shuts up, was essentially...
Very excessive speaker.
Exactly.
But yeah, so, I don't, like, I mean, obviously you and I kind of...
Yeah, we have that same kind of flow with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we have that same wavelength where we just say, like, funny shit and, you know, we enjoy talking to people. So that's, I'm saying, like, the most gooberific, goobercasting shit, and this girl is cackling. Like, she is losing her mind.
And there's nothing like that for just feeding the energy.
Oh, absolutely.
When you've got someone in trance, you're just like, boom, 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 boom.
It was like, over the beach trip that I just took, I was reading another a book that I had read not so long ago, a Tucker Max book, but he always talks about how he would go around and insult people, but then when somebody would laugh, he's just like, I've got an audience.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing.
Play to the audience.
Exactly. And so I'm talking, and like, it's just... I had no idea I was that entertaining, and she's just like laughing and whatever. And then at one point in the evening, she was just, everybody was kind of like going their separate ways and gonna meet up later.
Sure.
Like how we do all the time. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Like, come back to the central meeting point, and she was just like, we're going here. Do you wanna go? And I'm like, she's like, come on, let's go. And just like grabs me by my hand and just like takes me with her. And then, so we're all hanging out, and they're smoking, and I mean, it was like, it was back when, like, synthetic weed had just came out, so they're all smoking that shit. I'm just like, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm alright. I'm alright.
Never trusted that.
No. And then, we go back, and everybody's kind of, like, you know, spread out, everybody's doing their own thing there, and at one point, it's just like her and I, but the thing was, she drank a lot, and I didn't really drink that night. I had like 2 cups, and I was just like, this shit is strong.
No. Don't need to go down that road. Yeah. I just got rid of the belt a little bit ago.
I can't wait to get a belt and actually give it to somebody else. I don't want the belt myself. Fuck that. But yeah, like, and it was like one of those things where it was just like, had I been more in tuned, it was like the signs were lighting up and they were on fire and shooting fireworks as they sang, like, fucking, like...
But Marcus just has sensory deprivation, just like, no, nope.
Like a motherfucker. And it was kind of like, at one point, I was just like, hey, like, do you need to go somewhere? I'll walk you home. And she's like, yeah, okay, blah, blah, blah. So her and I were talking, and I didn't know that her... and our mutual friend, they kind of had a tiff, so she didn't want to go back there, but I didn't know that, but she was just like, where are you going? And I'm like, what's, like, I'll walk you home. She's like, no, I'm going to go where you're going. And it was just like,
why would you do that?
Yeah, like, don't you have a bed? Don't you have a place to sleep? I'm pretty sure your room's very comfortable. I'm going to sleep on a couch at a friend's house. You don't want that.
I mean, I seriously can't say anything because I am just as dense. I've had just as many situations where I'm just like, and then it's, for whatever reason, it always seems like within a day or two, I'll realize, like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Or you'll have someone like point out, like, dude, why didn't anything happen? I'm like, what do you mean? Like, she was all about it. I'm like, wait, really? And then
yeah.
They go, they were doing this. I'm like, that's what that meant? Oh, crap!
Yes! And then the funny thing is, my friend had texted me the following day, and she's like, did you hook up with her? And I was just like, here's the thing. Here's not to answer a question, because it makes it sound like you did something you weren't supposed to do. She texts me, did you hook up with her? And I was like,
mm-hmm.
Was I not supposed to? Like... But I meant as in, like, was there something going on? Like, other than, like, she was obviously intoxicated, so I made sure she got home and all
mm-hmm.
that shit. But just the way I asked, it's just like, I already did it. Too late! Like, that's how it sounds. Like, that's
exactly how I would have interpreted it.
Yeah. And she's just like... And then I had a moment of panic, because she was fucked up. And I was like, no, dude, like, you can ask her. Like, I walked her home, and I made sure she was okay. And she was like, she doesn't remember shit. She was blacked out. I'm like, woo! Okay. And then it turned out, like, she was trying to wingman for her friend, and she was like, did you not want to hook up with her? Like, I was just so just, like, taken aback, and at one point, I just, like, I didn't know
how to maneuver. I did not, because it was just like deer in a head, like, because this girl was fucking gorgeous, and I was like, oh, like, I just had that brain, that derp moment. There's derp. And yeah, it was funny. She's just like, you know, and she's just like, tell, I'm not gonna say the type of jokes, but they were really fucking lewd and specific. She's like, tell her these kind of jokes, she'll love it. And I'm like,
what?
What? Like, huh? She's like, yeah, she likes those. And I'm like, it just never happened. And I'd see her out, and she'd always be excited, and we'd always see each other. And I just, like, my brain just, is just like, that episode of SpongeBob where all of the things are on fire. It was like, where is it?
Yes.
That's what it felt like. And it's funny because she came back for alumni weekend one time, and my friend and I were out one night, and I told him, like, yeah, like, I walked her home that night, but it was like, it could have trailed off elsewhere.
Yes.
And when she saw me afterwards, like, she gave me a big hug and was just like, hey, like, you look really good. I'm so happy to see you. You know, like, when you see
people. Yeah, after a while, yeah.
Yeah. So it was all of that, and she's kind of like, you know, like, what are you still doing here? I'm just like, dude, I'm, like, from the area. And she's like, oh, okay, cool. So she and I chit-chatted a little bit, and then she went about her business. And so, when the night winded down, you know, everybody's leaving, and she said bye. She was like, bye, Marcus. Like, gave me the smile and everything. And I told my friend what had happened and how I walked her home and all that shit, and he just looked at me like, you know you fucked up, right? Like, that was, like, the look on his face. He's just like, you know you fucked up, right?
Well, the thing is, though, is, like, you were even saying with that night, because I wish I could just say, like, oh, it's the alcohol that's making me that dumb. But you were saying that night you had drinking two drinks, and I've had it, and I'm sure you have, where I've did it where I'm completely sober, and I'm just like, why don't I pick up on these things?
Absolutely, and it's just...
It's been a lifelong thing, not just since the bar happening.
Yeah, and for all... If I could have, like, $5 for every time shit just went pew, because...
Oh, dude, it'd be, like, multimillionaire.
I know, I'd have a yacht somewhere. It's like, the SS does not understand. Just please be more blatant.
The SS, be more blatant.
Yeah. That would... I would have, like, 5 boats by now. Because, like... And it's funny, because you and I are very much on the same wavelength of just, like, let's chit-chat and talk to everybody. But because... It's almost kind of like
we that. Said. That well, that's how it is. I was explaining this to somebody the other day, where I said, like, I never, ever sit down and start talking with someone, even if they're like the most gorgeous person in the world, with that it, like, thought in the back of my mind of like, oh, like, I want to hook up with you. I literally just always sit down for the purpose of, okay, like, let's talk. Like, that's all I'm looking to do is converse.
Mm-hmm.
I never ever start out with the, oh, like, you're really attractive, I want to try, but I'm just like, that's not how I am.
Yeah, and then on top of that, when you do get there, that's when shit gets weirder, because the gray area is weird as fuck.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, fuck. Like, because there's certain things, like you said, where it's just like, dude, she was, like, you see the way she blinked at you, bro? And you're just like, the fuck? And
what then, do you mean? Like,
yeah, you find out, like, 3 weeks later, when you're in the tub, or, like, you're just sitting out there eating, and you just drop your burger, and you're like, fuck! That's why she was angry, because I didn't pick up on her blinking.
The suspect pictures on the wall, it's the usual suspects.
No, he's got that, but, like, then, like, the string connecting, like, all the, it's, like, trying to figure this out, like, all right, well, she winked at me like this. Now, that could mean either connected to this or this, and, like, the string conspiracy until it all, like, comes down to a center one that's just, like, she was hitting on you, all the strings connect to, like, the phrase.
Fucking better. Vegas license. Like, shit. Shit in a fucking bucket.
Lines right. She likes you.
She likes you.
I didn't know all those winks meant that.
Yeah, that, like, nobody wants to get fucking, like, firebombed because you fuck up somewhere. It's like, I thought she liked me. No, she's like that with everyone.
Exactly.
It's the gray area is weird as shit. And it's just like there's odd boners and there might be a makeout session and
odd boners. Is that a specific kind of boner? Like
hashtag odd boner.
Hashtag odd boners.
Odd boners are where, like, you kind of, you know, you dig. So,
you dig somebody, but you're not sure, and you don't know what the fuck is going on, so you're just like, this boner is...
awkward.
You know, this boner is not necessarily needed.
This boner could come back later, please?
Yeah. But one of the things I read that was very interesting kind of with that, it was just like, be honest, just like, tell them XYZ up front, like, and don't necessarily not care, because then you're a sociopath.
Yes.
Don't let the results...
I say, then you're Patrick Bateman.
Yeah. What's up, Steve? like, don't let the results, like hinder you as much as it sucks. No, but yeah, just, it's so odd. It really is. And then the funny thing is, I met her, she got proposed to, and she said yes. So before she had gotten married, her and her fiancé came down the one night, and I was,
He goes, I like to watch.
Hashtag cuckold.
Hashtag weird boner.
That good old odd boner.
That would be an odd boner there.
Fucking trap card. Hold on.
That's a trap.
Anyways, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I know somebody that's the opposite. I know somebody that likes being watched. Yeah, and I'm just
like... Is that like a Voyager in reverse kind of thing? Or?
I have no idea. I did not sign up for that one. I just know about it. So I'm just sitting there like, man, if you guys are doing... I'm just sitting here like with popcorn by my own. Shit's gonna suck. Like, I don't watch porn because I'm not getting any from porn to begin with. Mm-hmm. But this is like real life porn, but I can't interact.
It's 3D porn.
It's 3D porn. Are you gonna get mad if I start yelling shit at the screen? Yes, then let me just go watch a movie while you two fucking bang each other. Alright, is somebody gonna tag me in? Hmm?
She's gonna tag you in.
Fuck her.
She's like, I'm tired. You go for a bit, Marcus.
If she tagged me, I'd just be like, look, man, you should put on your pants. We should go get pizza.
I hear Empanitos is good.
He was fucking Empanitos. Telling you, man. First weekend back when everybody's back. Oh. We'll have the great Infinitos dinner.
Yes, absolutely.
We're a baseball team.
can we get like baseball style shirts that just say the champs? Since everybody's gonna hold the belt eventually.
It's like we were saying in the one episode. I mean, it's like our group of friends. No, unlike sororities and what our fraternities, you don't have to do anything weird to get in. But if you're friends with us, you are bound to do something weird along the way.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, to kind of wrap what I was saying up, the girl, like, I met her and her fiance, and she was like, she's very nice. He's just like, who's this? And she's like, oh my god, this is Marcus! Like, so emphatic, like, don't you know? And
why don't you know him? Everybody knows him.
But yeah, everybody in our group just, they didn't have to rush. We just kind of like, alright, you fit in. Come aboard.
Come aboard the SS, please be more blatant.
I was gonna say the SS bad decision, but that's the sister ship.
Yes, that's a bad decision.
That's the sidecar on the motorcycle.
Yeah. That's like Luke's home. That's his motorboat home.
That's Luke's middle name.
Yes, that's a bad decision.
Yeah. Dude, it's funny because, like, the entirety of this episode is just like, we don't understand you, but it's really thinly veiled as my penis, when, like, that's the entire
episode. It really is.
As fucking Patton Oswalt would say, like, my penis, when.
I just like the way Louis C.K. puts it. Like, he I don't remember the whole stand-up, but he tells the stand-up like this, where it's, he used to be that guy at the bar, it's like holding his beer, going, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And now he's just like, I'll just fuck it. This is who I am. So,
take it or leave it.
Puts it on the table.
Oh, absolutely. And it's like one of those things, you have to go and just watch the world burn. And a lot of people, it sucks.
Sometimes it's gonna sink, sometimes it's gonna float. Like, yeah. That's just how it works.
But learning that is the, like, once you learn that whether it sinks or floats, you can swim,
mm-hmm.
until you know that you can swim, you're going to be afraid to sink, period.
Absolutely.
That's how that shit works.
Absolutely.
And I was going to say, it happens to everybody. It happens to the best of us. But yeah, that's how that works. And you're just like, man, look at that one. It, I just imagine... just, it's almost like a more piggish version of fucking National Geographic. Like, we're just fucking... we're just absolute fucking animals. I mean, you've seen all of us, and we're not like fucking rude or anything. It's
no,
like,
we're not.
It's not like we're catcalling with the most obscene. Like, hey, yo, girl, let me smack them titties and suck a fart out that ass. Like, it's not like shit like that. Like, we're not gonna get maced and thrown the fuck out of the club.
We're not that, or we're not like the hardcore. Like, bro, come on, like the hardcore frat, like in that mentality. No,
yeah, but.
If
you gather enough men around a fucking table and just let them go, it's just like, look at that one. Well, look at that one. But look at the way she holds her drink and caresses her phone.
Well, the worst part is, if you're at Murph's, we're at that long back table, the one that's like, and you're on the one facing the booth, and then you see someone's just eyes trail for a second, and you're like, we're having a conversation, and then you just, like, completely went off.
No, I'm terrible, because, like, I see that, and that's when I try to be smooth, just be like, oh, okay. Like, nope, I don't blame you for losing interest in the conversation.
It's like, I can't just turn back there and look. Now it's gonna look weird.
I try to be real smooth about it. I'm sure I'm not, but I try.
Oh, me? I'm just, like, hitting with the side eye real quick. Just, boop, boop. All right, cool. But no, there's been a couple times, like, when you just don't even, like, your mind, you're just like, God, like, shit, yes, you, yes, you can't even, like, put sentences together, you're just like, did you, the one in the peach? Yeah, oh my God,
words,
yes.
Words,
what are words?
But, on that, let's end this one, because as with many of these summer ones, I am sweating my balls off.
Testicles? What are testicles?
They are melting.
Yeah.
So, Marcus, you want to take it out?
Poor Steve over here. Looks like he just ran a marathon. He's like fucking... He's
this
literally...
is worse than Pokemon Go.
Fuck Pokemon Go. I don't dislike Pokemon, but I am so over Pokemon Go.
I'm sure we're going to end up having an episode where we talk about it at some point here.
It just hurts. It hurts my brain. But anyway, you can, okay, before we close this out, we should get a timeline from here on out of everyone with the belt. Like, we should get a belt.
And start timing it.
And have, like, a mini blurb. Like, not anything too crazy or graphic if it's, like, something like that, but, like, what did they do to get the belt?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And have them, like, posing with the belt.
Yes. Yes, just yes. Oh, yes.
I mean, we could just get a belt that has like a removable.
Yeah, we can go to like fucking Walmart
and
get one of the
buy like a cheap thing online and make it the belt.
The belt? Yes, I'm
you
totally
get in the belt.
I don't want it.
And the Murphs world champion. Or wherever the fuck we go that night.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, you can find me on the Instagram and the Tweedle with the bird and the hashtags. That is QUEZMAV, and then Snapchat is SIRMAV. We will be taking pictures of the belt.
Boop, boop.
And we will, you know, give you guys some little blurbs going down.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm Sweaty, and my name's Steve. I'll see you next week.
Sweaty Steve.
A man, hashtag Sweaty Steve.
A man just trying to dance his way through college.
And I am...
I'm sorry. I just kind of image of a fat man in like a... And like a... Like... What do you call it?
G-string?
No. Saturday Night Fever outfit.
Oh god, like one of the disco.
He can't even keep the clothes on anymore. They just keep like falling off, and they're just like sweat all over the floor. His hair is unwieldy on his body.
Night fever. Night fever. Alright. And I am Nick. You can find me on Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram, all under NLENZ42. That's NLENZ42. Don't forget to hit up the official Trophy Husbands Twitter at The True Trophies. Our podcast episodes are now up on YouTube as well, underneath The Trophy Husbands. I'm sure there's going to be shenanigans getting posted up there sooner than later.
Yes.
We are also now available on Stitcher for anyone who prefers that to be their main place to go. Other than that, everyone, stay cool. Try not to melt, because it's supposed to be a hot one the next 2 weeks. Look for new episodes on Trophy Tuesday. Have a good week.
Yeah, we will have more coming at you, because 16 ain't enough.
What?